Well, President Trump has been responding to the news from Texas while on his trip to Asia. The president called the shooting a mental health problem, not a gun problem. Back in Washington, there was another big story over the weekend, the leak of a massive trove of documents called the Paradise Papers. Those documents provided detailed information about how companies and wealthy individuals put millions of dollars into offshore tax havens. They also revealed that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has retained an interest in a shipping firm called Navigator Holdings, which has connections to a Russian oligarch and also to the son-in-law of Russian President Vladimir Putin. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now. And Ron, there have been claims that Ross did not properly disclose this. He says that's not true. Is there anything illegal about what we've learned here?
Maybe not in his ownership in the first place, Jeremy, but there have been sanctions on Russia going back years, back to its first annexation of Crimea and its other incursions into Ukraine. So that needs to be looked at to see what this particular shipping firm, Navigator Holdings, has been up to and when. And apparently, according to the Paradise Papers, Wilbur Ross had something between $2 million and $10 million invested in this firm. So there are going to be questions about why all this was not previously known. Was it concealed illegally, or at least in violation of the rules of Congress? Should it have been in Wilbur Ross's previous disclosures of his interests? Did someone in the Trump operation think that any business ties to any relatives or business associates of Vladimir Putin might look bad, be a political problem for the president? Those are some of the questions that have been raised.
And meanwhile, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and his protege Rick Gates appeared in court this morning for a bail hearing, both indicted last week. Yesterday, news organizations, including The New York Times, reported that special counsel Robert Mueller has enough evidence to also indict Michael Flynn and his son. He was the national security advisor until Trump fired him. Do you expect another shoe to drop in the Russia case this week?
It could be this week. But it is not necessarily this week. Mueller might have reason to wait with that particular brace of indictments, if that's what's next, or even to delay them now that word of them has appeared in the media. So there are other stories roiling, and it's conceivable the special prosecutor will hold his fire. But if the question is the ripeness of the Michael Flynn case, there's every reason to think it is ripe. And up until this week, or a week ago, when the Manafort indictment came down, the betting was about even as to which Trump associates would be the first to face indictments, either Manafort and his deputy or former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his son.
Ron, tomorrow is Election Day, and we've been watching a couple of races, including this very tight race for governor in Virginia. Over the weekend, a New York Times Siena College poll gave the Democratic candidate Ralph Northam a 3-point lead over his Republican challenger, Ed Gillespie. What are you expecting in Virginia, and is it a referendum on President Trump?
The polls have been all over the map in this race, Jeremy. Some showing Northam way ahead for a while, some showing it quite close, so at least one showing it a tie. The one thing that's clear is that Northam started out with a big lead, and that big lead seems to have evaporated. Ed Gillespie, the Republican nominee, was weak in the primary, barely beating a challenger on his right who was much closer to the Tea Party and to Trump Republicans. Since then, though, Gillespie has done everything he could to appeal to those voters, to get them enthused. He was talking about keeping Confederate statues in place and getting people concerned about sanctuary cities to engage in this particular election. So that has been the issue that has driven the upward movement for Ed Gillespie. Meanwhile, Northam has been a rather colorless candidate, has had trouble keeping the focus on Trump, and instead he's had a lot of the Democratic voter divisions over a number of these same issues reemerge.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on what happens in Virginia and New Jersey. By the way, it's losing all the attention to Virginia right now. Not quite as close of a race, perhaps. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.